And let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with your host, John Boggs.
Couldn't think of anything, could you, Jeff?
You know, no, I could not. I was thinking you are a bang, but nah, that's not really, really good.
Oh, either. We got a sizzling hot show today.
Yeah, good.
Hey, we have with us Pam Bunch, Oma Scruggs, and Pam Brown, who are the 4th of July committee for Dunkirk. And Pam Bunch is just kind of shaking her head, yeah. We're going to be talking about the activities that are going on for Independence Day in Dunkirk. And actually, Pam, they're not going to be on the 4th this year.
No, they'll be Saturday.
Tell us when they're going to be.
Saturday, June 30th. We begin at 7 a.m. with registration for our 3-on-3 basketball tournament. This is our 13th annual. Mm-hmm. And then we will get that started at 8 o'clock. I, along with Les Leonard Getz and Matt Weaver, we've kind of been a committee for this for about the last 7 years. I've been on it since at the beginning. We get several teams. The least amount I think we've had is 17. We've had up to like 33 teams. So mm-hmm. Although we do have pre-registration for a lower fee, we accept them clear up to about quarter or 10 of 8, and then we'll go in and make our bracket. So we do get a lot of teams come there at the last minute.
How long does it take for all this to play out and get into the final games?
Well, that depends on how many teams there are. I think last year we did finish up at approximately 7 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
That's correct.
That's a lot of basketball.
Yes. Yes, it is. Trust me. A lot of basketball.
And almost some other things are going to be going on during that period too, right?
Yes.
What are those going to be?
Well, keep it in mind that everything is free because freedom is free. We're going to start off with the cakewalk at 3 o'clock. Then we're going to go into bingo and ladder ball tournament and a hillbilly golf tournament. And they're going to be run by Bob Fuller and Phyllis Ritchie and Deb Falk. And we're also going to have some kids and adult games. We're going to have an inflatable, and we're going to have raffles and door prizes.
Okay, now all this is at the city park, correct?
Yes, it's a big shelter house.
Okay. And then, Pam, what's the final thing before the fireworks? What are we coming up with after that?
Okay, at 5 o'clock, we line up at the First Financial Bank parking lot for our parade. And then we proceed at 6 o'clock to start our parade, and it goes back out to the park. And trophies will be awarded out there. And then we, at 7:30, we will have a band called the Mix Factory. And then at dusk will be our ultimate fireworks.
Okay, excuse me, I was swallowing my coffee. At dusk, is that approximately 9:30 or?
Oh, that'll 10? Probably be around 10:30.
I know, with the time change, yeah. It's amazing. It's almost midnight before the sun goes down.
Right.
So, how many people are all involved in putting this on? I know the three of you have worked very hard to get it done, but you haven't done it all.
Well, unfortunately, we do most of it. Like I said, with Matt Weaver and Leonard Getz both helping us with the 3-on-3, and then we do get volunteers to do the games. Mm-hmm. But I would like to add that this would not be possible. As Oma said, it is free. Everything is free out there mm-hmm. except for our concessions, and we will have plenty of concessions. But we get a lot of generous donations from our local businesses, organizations, mm-hmm. clubs. The cakewalk is going to come from, the items there will come from the church area churches. Mm-hmm. We also get outside donations, such as for our 3-on-3 shirts. This year's sponsors, besides Veralia Glass, will be Mutual Bank out of Muncie. They buy all the shirts. Uh-huh. This is last year's, but anyway. And I also wanted to add about our basketball tournament. For the past 12 years, out of those 12 years, we were fortunate to have a gentleman play on 9 of those 12 games, which was Zach Hummer, who was killed tragically in a mm-hmm. car accident. Mm-hmm. We will be giving out this year a trophy, a sportsmanship trophy in his name, and that will go to someone who we see display the best sportsmanship, as Zach always did on the court.
Now, Pam, you told me that, is it the volunteer fire department that puts on the fireworks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how long have they been doing that over there?
I don't know.
They started before we did.
For a long time, yes. Okay. I would like to add, too, that our theme this year is America the Beautiful.
Okay. And all the activities start again when?
Well, the basketball starts at 7 with registration. The first game will begin around 8 o'clock a.m.
Okay, so 8 a.m. until the sun goes down and the fireworks
go up. And concessions start then, too. So if you're up and about and you don't want to come out and watch some basketball, you can at least come out and get you something. Aunt Millie's Donuts is going to be there. They'll have those nice little warm donuts that you all probably know about. And there's just something to do. Watch a little basketball, take a break, and then come back and start with our games. There's something to do all day long till our fireworks display. And it does, our fireworks display, as she said, ultimate, it does last about 40 minutes. They do an excellent job with our fireworks. I just can't stress how beautiful they are.
Okay.
You'll hear the oohs and ahs and go home with a sore neck.
I guess that's a great tribute, going home with a sore neck.
That's right.
Oma, I understand we have someone we need to wish a happy birthday to today. You want to go ahead and do that?
I'd like to wish happy birthday to my grandson, Joseph Scruggs. He's 14 today.
Okay, I think he's been sufficiently embarrassed and probably very impressed that Grandma was able to say happy birthday to him. Well, we want to invite everybody out. That's this Saturday, July 30th.
That's correct.
And all day long in Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. Ladies, we thank you for being here. Do you have any final words for our listeners?
I'd just like to take a minute to thank you, John, and Rob, and Jeff, and all the whole gang out there for everything that you do for us. Yes, we purchase ads for you, but you still add in a lot of extras, and we do graciously appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you guys putting on the events. We like to entertain the public.
We'd like to add also that the pool is free that day. With the temperatures being the way they are, come on out and you can go swimming for free.
And isn't that from like 12 to 6, the hours?
I think so.
12 to 6, I believe, are the hours on the pool.
Okay.
And it is free.
Well, yeah, come out, cool off, and then play the games, eat some good food, get in the parade, and watch the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm tired of just talking.
Everybody from Portland, come over, because since we're having ours on Saturday and they don't have theirs till the 4th, you guys all come over and spend a day with us.
Okay. Ladies, we thank you very much for having you here. We're going to come back in a few minutes and speak with Chad Aker about this heat and how it's going to affect fireworks locally, and some advice for people who are going to do their own fireworks. But right now, let's go back to you, Jeff.
Man, does that cut out your fireworks display, John?
It does. It does.
I always knew you were a fizzle.
Oh, man.
8:20, we'll get back to John Boggs in a moment.